Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, when we're talking about hiring an employee, one of the things that we look at is attitude. Do they have a good attitude? That's the first requirement in getting a great group of coworkers, a great group of employees. If they don't have the right attitude, no matter how much their skills are or what, no matter how great they are as a salesperson, it's going to be a problem because they're going to come into the company and they're going to have the right attitude, and they are absolutely going to turn everything upside down, and they are going to make demands, and they're going to act up, and you are going to be sorry that you employed them. So when I talk about that, most business people understand what I'm talking about. Attitude is important. But the question is, do CEOs, presidents, and business owners understand and relate that that applies to them also? It's not whether you have a business problem, it's how you deal with it. See, it's about attitude. If you have the right attitude and you have a business problem, you deal with it. If everything upsets you and you go, oh, I can't believe it's another day and I have another problem, what am I going to do? You have to have the attitude that when you're in business, you have problems. If you don't have problems, well, you're really not doing enough business. It's unlikely that you're not going to come into your business any single day, put the key in the door, open it up, and everything is just going to be fine. It's not whether you have a business problem. It's how you deal with it. Have you trained yourself? Do you understand? Do you understand what a problem is? A problem is an opportunity. It's not something terrible at your doorstep. I mean, I can't tell you over the years how many times I've heard a business person say, I have got a problem. One of my key people just left. I don't know what I'm going to do. A short time later, they're saying, you know, I'm really pleased that my key person left because there were things I didn't see, and I hired a person that's even going to do a better job. Or at times people will lose a customer and they're upset about it. And of course, why wouldn't you be? It's a loss of income. But it forces them to absolutely look at their business, look at their marketing, look at their sales technique, look at the problem. And because they do that, they solve the problem to do more business, to sell more. Many times problems will get us out of the rut that we're in. It kind of wakes us up. It shakes us up. It gets us to be in action. So don't fear problems. Embrace them. Use all of your experience that you have to solve them. Don't ignore them. Don't hide them. Don't delay putting them off. Go right towards them and solve that problem, no matter what it happens to be. You'll have a stronger business. You'll have a business that runs better. You'll have a business that's more profitable. And you know what you'll really have? Is you will have less stress because you're not going to be thinking every single day, I am in fear because a problem is going to arise. Oh, there's the problem. I see it. I've been told about it. I'm going to go take care of that. There is nothing for me to get stressed about. This is what I do. I am CEO, president, or business owner, and chief problem solver. That's who I am. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.